From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The official mourning of Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy began this past hour. A procession from his home in Hyannisport culminates in his funeral on Saturday with a eulogy from President Obama. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Myroff reports.
The body of Senator Kennedy will be driven in a motorcade accompanied by his family from Cape Cod to the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston, where the public is invited to pay their respects as he lies in repose. The public will be able to also pay respects on Friday, and Kennedy will be celebrated with a memorial service at the museum Friday night. Kennedy's funeral mass will be Saturday at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Basilica in the Mission Hill neighborhood of Boston. President Barack Obama will deliver the eulogy. Senator Kennedy will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery later Saturday. Senator Kennedy died Tuesday after more than a year-long battle with brain cancer. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Myroff in Boston.
The economy shrank less than expected in the second quarter, despite a big drop in inventories, and claims for unemployment benefits fell by 10,000 last week from the week before. Both are signs the economy is beginning to recover. The government says the gross domestic product fell at a 1% annual rate, unchanged from last month's estimate. A key Federal Reserve official says the Fed needs to tighten monetary policy early enough to avoid a flare-up of inflation. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
With the economy apparently in the early stages of recovery, Federal Reserve officials are starting to think about when it will be appropriate to start raising interest rates and tightening credit. Opinions differ. The Fed has said it expects to keep rates exceptionally low for an extended period, but Richmond Federal Reserve Bank President Jeffrey Lacker, a voting member of the Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee, said the central bank must not wait too long to raise rates. He told the Danville, Virginia Chamber of Commerce that to contain inflation, the Fed may need to act before a vigorous recovery has had time to establish itself. He said the Fed should act when growth has gotten sufficiently strong, but said it cannot afford to wait until unemployment has fallen a lot. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Danville.
South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford continues to dismiss mounting calls for his resignation at a news conference today across the street from his opponent's law office. Sanford said he intends to serve out the remaining 16 months of his term, despite his affair with an Argentine woman and a week-long disappearance in June.
The original moral failure that I described at the end of June was mine. That was my failure. The consequences, past, present, and future tense on that. And we're working through that as a family.
State House Republicans are gathering this weekend to talk about the possibility of impeachment. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 3 points to 95.47. The Nasdaq down 15 to 2008. This is NPR. Government officials say at least 12 Pakistani border police were killed today by a suspected suicide bomber at the main border crossing into Afghanistan. The bombing occurred at the end of fasting at sunset during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Thousands of Iranian mourners offered prayers and wept during a memorial service for a prominent Iraqi Shiite leader who died of lung cancer in Tehran yesterday. Dale Gavlak has details.
Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei praised Abdulaziz al-Hakim as the symbol of the struggle against Saddam Hussein's regime. Al-Hakim spent nearly two decades in Iran during Saddam's rule and returned to Iraq after the 2003 U.S.-led invasion as a key political power broker. His political bloc, the Supreme Islamic Iraqi Council, became the most influential Shiite political force in the country. Al-Hakim will be buried in Iraq. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader backtracked from earlier government statements accusing opposition leaders of being so-called stooges of the U.S. and Britain. Khamenei said such charges have not been proven. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The economy may appear to be stabilizing, but many banks are still in trouble. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation says the fund that protects bank deposits has fallen to just $10.4 billion. The FDIC now considers more than 400 institutions as problem banks. A Virginia judge has approved a plan for NFL quarterback Michael Vick to repay $20 million to his creditors and come out of bankruptcy. U.S. bankruptcy judge Frank Santoro approved the plan with the caveat that Vick retain a financial planner to manage his future earnings with the Philadelphia Eagles. Vick heads back to Philadelphia today to play with the Eagles. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR.